This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I shoot from the hip and speak from the heart. And good news, Bob Barr was my running mate. When I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, ticket, Bob Barr and Wayne Root. This is William Barr, otherwise known as Bill Barr, announces sweeping new sanctions and significant escalation against left-wing sanctuary cities. Great news. Just came across my desk seconds ago. Always trusty right-hand man, Chris O'Sullivan, fast with his fingers. Let me know what's going on. Just came out of Fox News seconds ago. A new commission has been launched to address problems plaguing law enforcement, charging that so-called sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrants are jeopardizing domestic security. Attorney General Bill Barr announced a slew of additional sanctions that he called a significant escalation against left-wing local and state governments that obstruct the lawful functioning of our nation's immigration system. Of course, look at Las Vegas. Look at Las Vegas. Our own Sheriff Joe Lombardo tried to make this a sanctuary state, and he based it on a stupid judge's ruling, an Obama judge in California. Of course a judge is going to rule sanctuary cities. All cities should be sanctuary cities, and all states should be sanctuary states. You're going to listen to Obama judges? Communists who want to ruin the United States? Destroy us? Get us killed? My friend Jason Gilbert, he almost died on Thanksgiving night, in what he called a California sandwich, driving home from LAX with his precious daughter, who just flew in from Europe, after a semester away in Italy, he picks his daughter up, and he's almost killed on the highway. Him and his daughter almost died that night, almost bled out. It's a miracle they're both alive. And in front of them was a drunk driver that they hit, and then they got smashed from behind at 80 miles an hour by an illegal alien. That's a California sandwich. A drunk loser in front of you and an illegal alien behind you. And he says since then he's actually found there's an organization out there that represents the parents of children killed by illegals. And they say the majority of the killings are with drunk illegals in this country. It's not even people walk up to you and stab you to death, rob you and stab you. It's not murder by MS-13. The majority of deaths in this country caused by illegals are caused by drunk drivers. All over our roads, drunk driving illegals try to kill us like we're targets. And Democrats think, no problem, who cares if Wayne Root's kids are dead, if Jason Gilbert's kids are dead, if middle-class kids are dead, who cares? Well, you know what? We care. And it's time that all went away. So a commission has been launched. He was speaking at the National Sheriff's Association, by the way, in Washington, D.C., and the Justice Department will file multiple lawsuits against sanctuary jurisdictions and implement new national reviews of left-wing sanctuary governments and prosecutors. The department's filing a complaint against the state of New Jersey, seeking declaratory and injunctive relief against its laws that forbid state and local law enforcement from sharing vital information about criminal aliens with DHS. Bravo! What kind of a country is this? It's the law. If you're illegal, you're a criminal. You're out of the country. Adios. And the police don't care anymore. And the local governments don't care anymore. They're with the illegals. Well, then we're against you. You're going to find out this ain't the same country anymore. There's a new sheriff in charge. And maybe you're going to prison. That's the number one thing Trump's got to do, is throw people in prison who break United States law and who violate the Constitution. And if that means throwing police chiefs in jail, let them rot. Let them rot. If that means throwing city councilmen in jail and mayors in jail and county executives in jail, let them rot. Stick them in there for life. Solitary confinement like Paul Manafort. These scumbag liberals don't care when they stick our people in jail and they stick us in solitary confinement, which is enough to make you lose your mind. I'd like to see Bill de Blasio in solitary confinement for about 6 years. Well, actually, I'd rather they let him out in the general population. I'd like to see that first. We'll see how nice. We'll see how nice the Hispanic illegals and all the African-American prisoners are to Bill de Blasio, who's such a big liberal, communist, socialist, Marxist piece of human filth. We'll see how nice they are to him. And the police chiefs who are nice to illegals, when you stick them in prison, let's see how you're treated in the general pop. It's time to enforce the law. If you break the law as a businessman, you should go to jail. So if you break the law as a police chief, shouldn't you go to jail? If you break the law as a city councilman, shouldn't you go to jail? You're either carrying it out for everyone or no one. So next time I get pulled over for going 120 on the highway, I'm going to tell them, screw you. There's no law. I don't believe in the laws of this country. I'm a sanctuary driver. I could drive 120 or 130 or 170 in my Maserati if I want to. See, the speedometer says 170. I'm going to go 170 because I'm a sanctuary driver. How dare you try and pull me over when I have sanctuary? We are filing a complaint, Bill Barr said, against declaratory injunctive relief against King County, Washington, for the policy that forbids DHS from deporting aliens from the United States using King County International Airport. Can you imagine? It targets Executive Order PFC-71EO, which the DOJ said has dramatically increased operating costs for ICE as detainees have to be transported to Yakima, Washington. You can't take them out of the Seattle airport because the snowflake's feelings are hurt if you deport an illegal alien criminal scum. The executive order unconstitutionally conflicts with the Federal Airline Deregulation Act, which prohibits localities such as King from enacting or enforcing laws or regulations that relate to prices, routes, or services or air carriers, the DOJ says. Further, we are reviewing the practices, policies, and laws of other jurisdictions across the country. This is war. Let's go to war. Remember how the South fought the Civil War? Let's scream like banshees as we wave the American flag and chase after communists running DA's offices, police chiefs, city council members, mayors, county executives across this country who are communist scum, protecting illegals and allowing them to run roughshod and murder and rape and rob the citizens of this country. He says this includes assessing whether jurisdictions are complying with our criminal laws, in particular the criminal statute that prohibits the harboring or shielding of illegal aliens in the United States. And Barr noted the DOJ would support DHS, Department of Homeland Security, with federal subpoenas to access information about criminal aliens in the custody of uncooperative jurisdictions. We are meticulously reviewing the actions of certain district attorneys who've adopted policies. Hooray, hooray, hurrah! The DAs of Dallas, Boston, New York, cities all over this country are elected with the help of scumbag communists like George Soros, they're all put in place to destroy this country, to fill it with illegal filth. I'm not discussing nice illegal aliens. I'm discussing criminal felon illegal aliens. And even the nice ones are all on welfare and aid to dependent children and food stamps and 1,000 housing allowances. Their kids are free in school. Their kids are getting free health care. It's adding up to billions of dollars. It's sinking our country. No other country in the world does this. Not one other country accepts all these illegals, not to mention a million legal aliens each year. And I guess the right word is not aliens, legal immigrants each year versus all the millions of illegals. Barr says we are meticulously reviewing the actions of certain district attorneys who've adopted policies of charging foreign nationals with lesser offenses for the express purpose of avoiding federal immigration consequences of their criminal conduct. Meaning, if they charge them with a lesser charge, they won't be deported. So they make it up. Hey, you murdered someone? We'll just call it manslaughter, assault with a deadly weapon. And so you'll get 3 years in jail instead of 10, and you won't be deported. Prosecutors in New York and California have changed their policies so prosecutors consider so-called collateral consequences, including deportation, before certain charges. So in other words, if your sweet, innocent, beautiful daughter is raped by an illegal alien, they're going to look at the consequence of charging him with rape. That's not fair. He might be deported out of the country. They don't care about your daughter. Your daughter's white. She doesn't matter. And by the way, black America, you realize you don't matter anymore? They're stealing your jobs. They're raping and killing your people. And your people get jail sentences. My people would get jail sentences. But illegal aliens, they give them life sentences because they don't want them to get deported. It might hurt their little feelings. They might have to go back to Mexico. They might have to go back to Guatemala, El Salvador. We can't have that. Their feelings would be hurt. They deserve America. They have all their rights. They deserve to stay in America after they rape your daughter. But that's not the case. They've got to be kicked out of this country. They're horrible people. They have to go. I said this so many times. I'm trying to be nice. I'm not for kicking every illegal out of the country. I'm for kicking the illegal felons who have committed serious crimes instantly out of this country. And the rest of them will probably stay if we cut a deal and say, you could stay, but you could never vote. You could stay, you could work, you get a work permit, but you can never vote, and you can never be on welfare. And if any of you vote, it's instant deportation. This is the way to handle it. The bad ones, adios, out of the country forever, build a wall, they can't get back. The good ones stay, but they're kicked off welfare and they can never vote. And anybody who tries to vote who's illegal, non-citizen, kicked out forever. That becomes like a murder charge. If you vote, it's the serious penalty in America. Instant deportation. Great job, Trump and Barr.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this magic music, which will inspire the perfect hire to begin clog dancing. Okay, there's no magic music, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, your conservative warrior, your capitalist warrior. You're a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump and that tall, wonderful wall. Trump, the greatest president of all time, the GOAT. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. Make sure we get those two straight. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. I know one of these days I'm going to be talking fast. I'm going to say, I'm an ass kisser, not an ass kicker. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, cops, not criminals. Imagine if you were, it's like Seinfeld had that episode about everything's the opposite. If you were a liberal, you'd open your show by saying, I'm an ass kisser, not an ass kicker. I fight for illegal aliens, not American citizens. I fight for criminals, not cops. That would be a liberal's opening segment. This show is coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, greatest town in the world. Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, founder of KBET. Gave me my start in radio. Thank you, Ed. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. The show's dedicated to Ed and Fred. And by the way, the podcast of this show is on iHeartRadio. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, free, every hour of every show, free to listen to iHeartRadio, the Wayne Allen Root Show. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Make a donation. As a matter of fact, if you make a donation of $100 or more, you get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. We will build this wall together. The phone number is 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, toll-free. Or go to rootwall.com. You can buy, you can make a donation there with Visa, MasterCard, et cetera, et cetera. American Express, rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Disclaimer required by FEC law. Root for the Wall, PAC, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. The phone number to keep handy, I love taking calls from all of you, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My email, I love hearing from all of you. I get all my best ideas inspired by you, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. So, breaking word on the street is there may be major deep state arrests this week. The word on the street from qualified sources that former deep state crooked cops are going to be arrested this week. Lindsey Graham says half of the deep state will be going to prison. Half of the people behind the Russia investigation are going to jail, Lindsey Graham said last night. United States Senator, South Carolina, Lindsey Graham. We also heard Senator Graham said he's going to bring a whole bunch of villains before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And another source, the same one who first outed Eric Chiarimella as the whistleblower, Greg Rubini on Twitter, is saying dirty cops Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe will both be arrested this week, maybe today or Tuesday. So we'll see. I've been waiting forever for these things. We'll see. But Trump is certainly striking right now. Lots of good things happening. Here's a good example of what's been happening. You know, last week he fired the Vindman brothers. You know, last week he fired the U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., and now Trump administration cuts 70 Obama-era holdovers for the National Security Council. More cuts coming this week. The Vindman brothers were just the beginning of the purge. It's the Godfather purge. Trump and Root taking them all out. Trapping them in the revolving door. It locks shut, and we do our business. We knock on the door and deliver flowers, and then we do our business. On Friday, Trump fired the Vindman twins. This comes after Alexander Vindman admitted to working behind President Trump's back in Ukraine. The Washington Examiner reported Trump cut 70 Obama-era holdovers from the National Security Council. He's draining the swamp. He cut 70 positions inherited from former President Barack Obama, who fattened the staff to 200. Many were loaners from other agencies. Oh, yeah, really? Which agency? Maybe does it begin with CIA? President Trump is not done. Neither is National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. He's going to announce more cuts this week. Trump's goal is to cut the agency in half. It's become a bloated bureaucracy under Obama and Obama holdovers like Eric Chiarimella, Alex Vindman, Sean Misko. They're all out to get Trump. Representative Devin Nunes took it a step further and urged Trump to move the entire NSC apparatus out of the White House and across the Potomac River. Good idea. By the way, the Hispanic employment sets a record labor force participation rate, the highest since March 2010. The nationally adjusted, seasonally adjusted unemployment rate for Hispanics and Latinos, 4.3% in January. Ticking up from 4.2% as the number employed set a new record, while the workforce participation rate rose to its highest mark in 10 years. For Latinos, both the number employed and the number unemployed rose from December's level, but it's still the best in about forever.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. World Health Organization's Director General is expressing cautious optimism as the fight against the coronavirus continues.
We encourage all countries to share their data publicly. The data also appear to show a decline in new cases. This trend must be interpreted very cautiously.
Day three of early voting continues in Nevada as over 26,000 Nevadans have already cast their ballot. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
All those early votes will be counted on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I just finished reading you breaking news, and it is fantastic breaking news, that the Justice Department and William Barr are going after sanctuary cities all over this country, and district attorneys and sheriffs and police captains and anybody who's disobeying the law. And at the same time that's happening, this just out, Michael Bloomberg pledges to investigate ICE and end Trump policies in newly unveiled immigration plan. So it just couldn't be more clear. It's the capitalists against the communists. And the capitalists want to save this country and save your children and save your business and save everything America believes in and Judeo-Christian values and the middle class of this country and the communists over there on the left. Whoever thought Bloomberg would be a communist, but it turns out he is. He loves illegal immigrants. He thinks they're more important than American citizens, and he's going to investigate ICE. Well, Trump's investigating the people who won't turn over criminals to ICE. He wants to investigate ICE. I love it, because it's just so clear now. It's the communists against the capitalists. I love it. And speaking of the capitalists, that's Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000? And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Consider wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I couldn't go back to Aetna. I could never go back to regular health insurance. So Mike Bloomberg pledges to investigate ICE. That's amazing. We've got our guest here, Megan Barth. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. Megan, can you believe that William Barr came out today and said, we're going after the sanctuary cities and we're going to put people in jail? And Mike Bloomberg, in response, said, I want to investigate ICE if I'm elected president.
Well, so much for Mini Mike being a moderate, right?
Right.
You know, I've been watching this outsider. I was considering that there has to be a black horse in this race, because when you look at the Democrat field, they're all basically flailing. The only one rising is Commie Bernie. Pete Buttigieg is doing well, but, you know, in all actuality, he's not going to get the black vote, and no one's going to elect a mayor from South Bend. I don't care if he's gay. I don't care if he's a capitalist, socialist, or whatever he's pretending to be. Warren can't raise money. She can't get above 10%. And then, of course, you got Biden calling young women, what was it, lying dog, lying...
Something about a pony.
Yeah, lying pony-faced dogs or something. It's just amazing to me. I mean, I'm waiting for Biden to say he's putting women in binders next. Maybe that will drive the press absolutely crazy. But at least the press has grabbed on to the flailing campaign of Biden. He is crashing and burning like the Hindenburg. And so as I'm looking at...
You know, I didn't watch the debate, by the way, and neither did anyone else I know. I mean, who the hell watched the Democrat debate? But I heard about it, and I was just wondering if you heard about, or maybe you watched it, that the whole debate, they were trashing America as a racist country. Is that possible? They think they're going to win by trashing all the white people in America as racist? That's not a winning strategy. That's stupid.
Well, I think it's a winning strategy if you want to get out the Gen Z votes, because we know that Gen Z, which is like the 18 to 22-year-old college students who haven't put their foot into reality yet, have been sheltered by mommy and daddy and the nanny state, for their entire life. They've been indoctrinated, not educated, by Marxist professors from the time that they were born all the way this time that they got to the ivory institutions, which are completely overly overly expensive and unaffordable. Nonetheless, going back to Mike really quick, Mike has been putting a ton of money into ballot harvesting and GOTV initiatives. He actually funded Andrew Gilliam's NGO third-party organization to basically flip Florida. So he's been quietly investing not only $300 million of campaign ads, but he's been taking millions and millions of dollars and funding it into GOTV efforts, get out the vote efforts, as well as ballot harvesting efforts. And so he is focused on getting out the vote from whom? That Generation Z. And so I thought Mike might thread the needle, right? I thought he might play moderate Mike in order to take that crown away from Biden. Obviously today he stepped in his own and he showed his true colors. The Democrat Party is for illegal aliens, period. They are not for American citizens. They are inherently totalitarian, inherently Marxist, and inherently socialist. So they believe that this platform is somehow going to win, and we cannot forget the fact that Donald Trump won the Electoral College. However, he only won Florida by 1%, he only won Florida by a handful of votes, same with Michigan. And so those margins are very small, where the Democrats, if they lie, cheat, and steal enough, can pick off a couple important states.
Oh, boy. Look, I think Trump's going to win by landslide, but I do think the only threat to Trump is exactly what you said. And I've said it to Trump. I've said it to Trump's people. I've said it to every important Republican in the country. What are you doing to stop illegals from voting? What are you doing to prevent voter fraud? If they're going to beat you, the only way they could beat you is not with American citizens. It's with non-citizens. They're going to have people voting who have no right to vote. That's the only way they could possibly beat you. I still don't think they're going to win no matter what they do, because I think it's going to be a flood of Americans. White middle class and 20% of the black vote and 40% or close to it of the Hispanic vote who's legally in the country, and they can't overcome those numbers. I think, especially the 20% black, I think we got it. But, you know, again, that, you know, you'd have to win by 11 or 12 or 15 because you know they're going to cheat 10. They always cheat 10. That's the problem. Look, let's jump to the next topic, because as I'm in front of me, my screen is showing the rally in New Hampshire. There's a massive Trump rally in New Hampshire. He continues to do what no Democrat can do, you know, put 10,000, 20,000 people in a room screaming, loyal, love him. There's no such thing in the Democrat Party. They're lucky if they get a couple hundred people. I saw Elizabeth Warren went to some sort of diner in New Hampshire this morning, and not one person wanted to talk to her. I mean, it's actually funny. They've got no support. There's no Democrat that's got any love or support. And meanwhile, tell us about the rally in New Hampshire tonight.
Well, it looks like, from what I've seen the reports, that the lines are wrapped around the building like we always see, and especially in inclement weather. I mean, New Hampshire is very cold right now. I think it checked the weather. They're standing out in 20-degree weather, snow, sleet, you name it. This is the energy of the Trump base that, as you call it, the Democrats simply do not have. The only one running in the Democrat field is Sanders. And I can tell you what, the DNC doesn't want Sanders. They are trying to figure out how to rig the primaries, like they try to rig Iowa with that app against Bernie Sanders. They don't want to show all of their cards. They know that America is not a socialist country, and they certainly do not want to play all of their cards with Bernie Sanders. Again, they are relying on Generation Z. And Generation Z is going to, be their sweet spot, but they know that socialism certainly isn't the time, especially in the era of Trump, where he is proving that capitalism actually lifts people off of poverty, gives people paychecks instead of welfare checks. And so as long as we keep chipping away at those demographics that the Democrats have held under their control and power for so long, like the black vote, like the Hispanic vote, like the women's vote, all of those segments and demographics in the Trump economy are soaring to historic records, record unemployment, record employment, rising wages. People are taking more take-home pay. They are looking at their 401ks. They are feeling good. Consumer confidence, if you look at those numbers in the economy, are up. And this all spells a win for Trump. And so what are the Democrats doing right now, Wayne? They are laying the groundwork that the election is going to be stolen again. They are seeding fear in order to create dependency and chaos. They want chaos in November. They actually want communism, but they know it's just too early for that socialist bend in the party. And I've talked to actually some very powerful people in the past week, specifically in and around the DNC, and they are very concerned with the rise of Sanders, and they are trying to figure out how to stop him.
So I'm wondering how you feel. Let me get you on record. I've said out loud that there's no difference at all between Sanders and his socialism, Marxism, communism, and all the other candidates and the past candidates like Hillary and Obama. What they're scared of is that the other candidates were good at lying and make believe they weren't Marxist and trying to couch it as moderate. I'm not like that. Obama was brilliant. He was, in my opinion, the same Marxist, socialist, communist as Bernie, but he didn't show it, and he's just afraid that Bernie's going to show it. When we get back for the break, let's get your reaction to that. I wanted to see if you are on the same team.
I can't go after the break. Sorry, Wayne.
Oh, then answer quickly. Are you on the same team as me? Is Bernie
Absolutely.
And Obama the same?
They cannot play all of their socialist cards at once. This is an incremental game.
Right. There you go. All right. Head back to where you are, your secret bunker. We can't tell people where Megan is, but she's on a secret mission. I'm sure it's something very important. We appreciate all you do. Great patriot. Megan Barth, thanks for coming on the show. All right, ReaganBabe.com is her website. Mine is RootForAmerica.com. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can find me at RootForAmerica.com or RootWall.com, my favorite project. The Root's on fire. We shall return. So much more to tell you about. Oh, there's so much news. I have 100 pages in front of me. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you the sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event is going on now through March 2nd. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first 2 payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
see your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit toward your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Raw and unfiltered.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. Trump's on fire. We're all on fire. Democrats are insane. It's fun to watch them implode. It really is. Elizabeth Warren today walked into a diner and nobody wanted to talk to her. She was like mumbling to herself. Who would talk to Elizabeth Warren? What would there be to talk about? What would you say to her? I really like your sensible shoes. What would you say to her? Go away. Elizabeth Warren stops by New Hampshire diner and nobody wants to talk with her. They really just wanted to eat their breakfast. How embarrassing. And there's like a video of it. There's a whole video of it. None of the customers cared. You know, if there was an Indian in the room, it would have been one out of 1,024th that would care. Out of 1,000 people, if one was an Indian, maybe one would have cared, but probably not, because the Indian wouldn't like her, because she lied and made believe she was an Indian when she's not an Indian. See, even the Indian wouldn't like her. Nobody likes Elizabeth Warren. Nobody likes sensible shoes. Never seen a candidate with sensible shoes before. All right, even Hillary was smart enough not to wear sensible shoes. She wore ugly pantsuits, but she didn't wear sensible shoes. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. With that coronavirus out there, I'm not making any promises. I'm not making any claims. I'm just telling you that alkaline structured silver is what their products are made of. My whole life I took colloidal silver, right? And now I threw that all out. Now I take alkaline structured silver with My Doctor Suggests. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. And colloidal silver is good, but this is the next generation of product. And it goes after viruses. What do you call that thing in China? Coronavirus. Just hinting at you. You might want to fill your body with this alkaline structured silver. Cold and flu season's here, and silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. What's the thing in China? It's a flu. It's a virus. I haven't had a cold in 4 years. I haven't had the flu in 4 years. Brain fog's gone. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. I drink their silver solution all day long. I suck on their silver lozenges all show long. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with my Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off. And the book, The Silver Miracle Free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, or tell them you listen to The Wayne Root Show, or you watch The Wayne Root Show, and you get 20% off every order, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. So first of all, we get a good laugh. The ratings for the wokest Oscars ever tumble to all-time low as exhausted Americans tuned out. Nobody watched, you losers. It's the funnest thing to tell you about. You're a bunch of losers. You think you're important celebrities. You make $20 million a picture, and no one even cares. No one even watches you because they can't see. They like to watch you in a movie. Like, take George Clooney, right? I'm a big George Clooney fan in movies. I like him as an actor. But the minute he opens his mouth in real life, an idiot pops out. So I would never listen to anything you have to say because you're obviously an idiot. You're a good actor, but you're a complete freaking clown show idiot. Nobody wants to listen to any of you on the Oscars anymore. So nobody watches anymore. Here's an example of how crazy everyone in Hollywood is. California bill would ban stays at Trump hotels for state employees. You don't think that borders on insanity? The new Trump sign graces the river of the Trump International Hotel and Tower. That's the picture on top of this article. And that picture of Trump on the side of a building makes liberals go insane. State lawmakers in California are considering a bill that would prohibit state agencies from spending taxpayer money at any hotel owned by President Trump or his family. How insane is that? The proposal, which was introduced by Democrat State Assemblyman Evan Lowe, how low can you get? Evan Lowe, would bar employees of any state agency from spending money at a Trump hotel while traveling for work. Lowe said in the statement, public officials at any level should not profit off the constituents that they were elected to serve and represent. No branch of government is above the Constitution, and this legislation will ensure California taxpayers are not further exploited by Donald Trump's violations of the Emoluments Clause. You know, the one that was just shot down in court? They said you have no standing and there's nothing wrong with what Trump's doing? Bunch of morons. And then I think I'll finish up the segment with this one, because I've been arguing on this show. This show is almost, I think it's almost 4 years old, right? Yeah. Just about 3 years on national TV and 4 years officially on the radio. 3 years in syndication, yeah, but 4 years as of February 7th. I didn't even mark our anniversary. I didn't even think about it. 4 years ago, I started on radio in Las Vegas on February 7th, so it's now over 4 years old. And for 4 years, the single most important point I made, besides the fact that Trump is going to be the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and I turned out to be right, and Democrats are insane and racist against white people, and I turned out to be right. The third biggest theme is that everybody's leaving Democrat states. Everybody wants to be in red states. And there's new IRS data out. IRS! That Americans are leaving states with the highest taxes and the most deficit spending and the most lawyers. Everybody hates lawyers. I've told you for years. What's 20,000 lawyers at the bottom of the sea? A good start. Everyone hates lawyers. They're moving into states with lower taxes, more balanced budgets, and fewer attorneys, according to new data by the Internal Revenue Service. The more lawyers you have, the higher your tax burdens, the less likely your state balances the budget. And people want out. Isn't that amazing? The IRS even figures this stuff out. I'll tell you about all this when we get back. I'll tell you the 15 states everybody's moving to and the 15 states everybody's moving out of. But the key is, they've got higher taxes, get out. They got more lawyers, get out. They spend more money and more deficit, get out. Less lawyers, less taxes, lower taxes. Take me there, heaven. Glory, hallelujah.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.